Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And Dr. Tenpenny, listen, we'd love to have you stay and help us raise money, but we have to get on to doing that. And again, very quickly, one more time, tell the folks how they can help you out there at the tenpennyalliance.org.
Well, that's just it. If you go to the tenpennyalliance.org, read what we're doing. Join us if you can for breakfast in Canton on Saturday morning. If you can't because you're calling in or you're from a long ways away or you've got other commitments or whatever, just to please support what we're doing. Like I said, it's happening right here in Northeast Ohio. We're going to be starting healthcare clinics that will be the beginning of the new paradigm in healthcare. And so, Pastor Ernie, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for having me on and sharing this with your listeners. And as this rolls out and as we continue to raise money and get the capital we need to get this going, I'll be back to you, and we can share this with everybody here in Northeast Ohio and beyond.
Well, thank you. God bless you for all you're doing, for being a real doctor, and for being, first of all, for being committed to God and
right.
Not the system.
Being a Christian patriot.
Amen. And thanks so much. And again, like I said, Joe and I, we're in this, you know, with both feet. So anything I can do, you call on me.
Will do. Thank you so much. Thank you, both of you. Have a good evening.
God bless and have a good night. Thank you so much. All right, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a real, real doctor. All right, Sylvia from San Diego pledges 50. Thank you, Sylvia. Folks, now I've got approximately 49 minutes left, and I've got to raise in that 49 minutes $4,800. We need your help. We really need your help. We just brought you what Dr. Tenpenny is doing out there. We're fighting back. And just think about this, having doctors that are committed to you, to the patients, okay, and not owned by Big Pharma, and because that's what we have, Big Pharma, the woke, we're tired of it. We're so fed up with this whole woke thing. We're so fed up with these corporations that have got no honor, no dignity, no integrity. They're going, you know, like the NBA and that, where China, slave labor. We're in China where people are worked to death. Children are worked sometimes 16 hours a day. But these woke corporations, to make money for these woke corporations. And there you go. Coca-Cola, you know, they've lost all integrity. I quit buying. I won't drink another Coke because it's all about making money. They can make a lot of money, drink a lot of Coke in China, and they can turn their head, look the other way when it comes to human rights.
Well, we told them about that book by Peter Schweitzer, Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. And Peter Schweitzer's been out there trying to promote his book, but it is something that I think everybody should read if they're not up on this, because he went and looked and he said the Chinese, and Pastor Ernie and I did this on the air, the leadership calls their strategy elite capture. They looping in American business titans with lucrative contracts or special deals that get them to look the other way as Beijing rises globally as a power. And he said, if we can capture them with sweetheart deals and other benefits, we can effectively lobotomize the United States by making them unresponsive to our threats. And we were talking about how over greed, you know, the American big corporations, Silicon Valley and the Biden family, of course, sold their souls for the Chinese market for money and power and fame. And that's why I was just thinking somebody like Dr. Tenpenny going out there risking everything, following what God has called her to do. Who would you rather go see, a doctor that's following God, being obedient to him, caring about the Lord? Because what does Scripture say? As you do to the least of these, my brethren, my brothers and sisters, Jesus said, you do to me. Or, you know, do we listen to Big Pharma and big corporations that have sold out America for the almighty dollar to get rich?
Joe, in the last 5 years, over 100 now, in the last 5 years, over 100 doctors, and we're talking about people like Sherry Tenpenny and those that are naturopathic doctors, this and that. In the last 5 years, over 100 of them have died mysterious deaths.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're always ones that were exposing, anyone that was exposing Big Pharma ended up room temperature. And
we've seen this in other areas. We've talked about this happening before to other people who are saying things they shouldn't say. This is not new, is it?
No. Vince in New Jersey pledges $150. Thank you, Vince. 888-281. We really got to get after it, folks. 888-281. I'm running out of time. 1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And listen, Joe, I got a situation. Right now I'm going to ask the folks here in the Cleveland area. Joe Zumo, if you're out there by any chance, I've been trying to get a hold of you. Joe is a real brother in the Lord, and he's been very, very ill. And the last time we talked to him was in the hospital. He's got two phones, and we've been trying to talk to him. He doesn't answer his phones, and Joe would call me every couple of days. He hasn't called us. We haven't been able to find Joe at all.
Maybe they put him on a ventilator because they shut out family and everybody. This is the first time in the world, usually when somebody's really sick, they let family in. This time when people are sick, they put them on a ventilator, keep the families, everybody totally away, so nobody knows what's going on. We'll just have to pray that's not what's going on with Joe.
Yeah, we do, and so, in fact, let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we want to hold Brother Joe up. Lord, I don't know what the situation is. I don't know why we can't contact him. Certainly, I was his pastor. If he was to have died, certainly somebody was supposed to contact me if that happened. So, Joe, if you're out there and you're listening by any chance, or if anybody out there knows Brother Joe Zumo, give us a call. Let us know here. We need to know. So, all right, the host of the fire donates $100. There you go.
And I want to remind the listeners, we were so wrapped up with what Dr. Tenpenny's doing, which is fabulous. But this ministry was set up, has been running for a long time, like a partnership between you, the listeners, and Pastor Ernie and anyone working with him. Your money pays the bills. Nobody in this ministry, and this is the honest to truth, has ever taken any money in salary or benefits or gifts. We all are volunteers. We donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure, and to keep this going. So when you donate, everything goes to pay the bills in the ministry to keep us on the air. And that Scripture makes it very plain that when you support a ministry that's doing God's work, and Pastor Ernie, I've called him when I first heard him, I knew right away he was the watchman on the wall warning you spiritually, warning you about other dangers in politics and the country that were undermining our one nation under God, that whenever you support a ministry that's doing his work and his will, you get to share in the blessings of that ministry. And this ministry has King's Word School of the Bible, a prison ministry, Right to Life ministry, has pastors at trucking ministry, pastors like myself that spent years in hospice and teaching. And so any good that comes that the Lord blesses, you get to share in that blessing. So you can lay up some crowns and treasures by helping, by your donations. God will bless you. We can thank you, but God will certainly bless you. You have his word on it.
Amen. Joe, we got to get the numbers out. We got to hear from people right away because we are running out of time. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. They keep telling me, give the numbers out, give the numbers out. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. The folks are in there by the telephone waiting for your calls, folks. All right. Dan in Michigan just pledged a $75. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. Yep.
We have a long, long way to go yet tonight here.
Well, we have a lot of listeners across this country, different time zones, different places, but We have to have our stations become self-supporting, and Pastor Ernie, through a lot of prayerful consideration, was given several big special deals of low rates to get on some new stations, and took it, but the bill, you know, the low rate is gone, and we have to now pay a higher rate. So we really need you. If you want to hear from us, the station you're listening to has to become self-supporting. We have to be able to pay the bill with donations from that area, from that listening audience. So there's some...
All right, Joe.
I know we haven't heard from them.
Yeah, we have to hear from you, folks. We really do. We want to give you some other news, but we got to get the phones ringing. So please call, and then we can give you other news. Now, this whole thing with the Durham report, Hillary, it's going to Hillary. They're going to be making more arrests, okay? Hillary, she has enough on just about everybody there in the deep state, okay? I was talking to McTurnan. McTurnan, he's been following this stuff real close out there. Durham, we need to pray that Durham is actually, because today in government, to get anyone legitimate, in the judicial especially, and it appears that Durham is for real. It means even Trump thinks he's actually for real. So
yeah.
Here, if he is for real, praise the good Lord, we need to pray for him, for his safety, because this is going to Hillary. And again, the problem we have is that we don't have a Department of Justice. They're the one that's going to have to go after her. But God can overcome this. God can overcome these things. And so we need to keep that in prayer. But pray for Durham that the Lord keeps him alive. Because wouldn't it be something that if Hillary was not above the law after all? And remember, the deep state, Chuckie Schumer and all of those working together within the deep state, everything that Trump said, Joe, we had the best president in our lifetime, and we've been around a while, since Ronald Reagan, the very best. Even here's a guy that built the economy up. He got America's the prestige back in the world. People, other nations, once again had respect for us. He fought against the abortion. He was one of the most pro-life presidents that we've had. He was very pro-family, pro-God. And all the time he was doing, you know, he was being attacked constantly, being attacked by the unclean, by the deep state, by those people out there, anti-God, anti-family, anti-American, those people out there that would do anything for a buck and power. Just, you know, the swamp filled with snakes constantly attacked him. The fake news media, the lying liberal media. I mean, completely, there's nothing, there is absolutely nothing with any redeeming merit or value within that entire fake news media out there. And here, even by being attacked continuously, he still has the best economy. And now look what here, America was independent. We were energy independent. We were exporting fuels. And look what Joey has done for us. So here, Rob from Dallas pledges 50. Thank you, Rob.
Right. And just remember, you've got these screaming liberals who are very rich, who are backing your liberal media. And right now, when this Durham information came out, the media has all of a sudden turned to crickets. We were talking about the other night, certain places like ABC, CBS, NBC, they spent thousands of minutes covering, you know, the Russian collusion. In fact, they did about 20% of their broadcasts against Trump and the Russian collusion, but all of a sudden, it's crickets. They are not talking. They don't know what to say. And you've got to remember, these people, we don't have multimillionaires or billionaires that own this. It's just a ministry. And we have to depend on you, the listening audience, to survive. We're not like CBS or CNN that have all these rich people, parent companies, who want to push an agenda, pouring money in so they can give you disinformation and lies. We have to count on the everyday Christian out there, and that's why your donations all count, whether it's $5 or $5,000. Every donation counts, and you are the only support we have. And it's really in your hands whether this ministry stays on the air and continues to fight this battle.
All right, Laura from Massachusetts Pledges 30. Anne Marie from Massachusetts Pledges 50. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Anne Marie. 888-281-1110. Yeah, we couldn't have had sponsors. We could have had plenty of sponsors, but they would have attacked them.
Well, look what they're doing to my pillow guy, you know, Frank Lindell. They're just going after him horribly. In fact, I was just thinking, you've never gotten a Pulitzer Prize. The New York Times and remember the Washington Post shared the Pulitzer Prize for, quote, deeply sourced, relentless, reported coverage of Russian interference. In the meantime, you've been on the air about 49 years telling the truth, and they've never offered to give you a Pulitzer Prize.
No.
Maybe you only get them when you lie, huh? I don't know.
I wouldn't take it if they give it to me. Here you go. Biden's current SEC chairman, Gary Gensler, was Hillary 2016 campaign CFO when money flowed from her campaign to pay for the scandalous Trump lie, Trump-Russia lie. He's the current head of the SEC, and in 2015 and 16 was running Hillary campaign finance. See, the entire Democratic, there's nothing. The entire Biden regime, they're all, his staff, they're all of those, they're all corrupt. Absolutely, there's none that are not corrupt. Here, he goes along to say, with Hillary's campaign finances, at the same time, millions flew from the campaign to entities with sole purpose of making up a Russia collusion story that eventually led to spying on candidate and President Trump. That is treason, okay? There was a time in this country these people would have faced the gallows. The gallows. If we had a Justice Department today, which we don't, if there was an independent Justice Department today, if there were clean cops and not dirty cops, if there were clean cops in that Justice Department, Hillary Clinton and that whole bunch and most of Biden's people would be facing charges of treason. But we don't. But so it's up to us, we the people. One way or the other, we've got to get justice done, and where we start is what we're doing here tonight, Joe. We're shining light. We're exposing this stuff. We are exposing that. All righty, we got to say here. Let's see, Maryland. Maryland and Brooklyn pledges 50, not 503. Okay. Barb in Cleveland pledges 200. Beverly in Cleveland pledges 200. Ruth in New York pledges 200. Wow, what's happening with all these 200 pledges? Praise the good Lord. And James in Randolph, Massachusetts pledges 600. Whoa.
Wow, thank you, one and all.
What is, you know, it's a strange thing because, you know, we had a run here of people pledging 100. You know, we had about 10 people the other day pledged 100 in a row. Now, all these people pledging 200, I don't know what's doing that, but keep it up, okay?
Yes, we need the help.
Yeah, we certainly do. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Okay, the runner is in here. Let me see what we have now. Okay, so where are we at? Okay, there you go. All right, so we have 3,000 we need right now. 3,000, well, no, we need $2,099, $2,900, that's how much we need, $2,900 is where we're at. There you go.
They'll get the math right yet, folks.
Well, I was trying to do the math, see, because what they're doing is they're putting the amount that's came in and not the amount that's needed yet, so I got to do that in my head.
Uh-oh.
It's a good thing I've got a head.
The boss.
Yeah.
But one thing we need to talk about tonight, it's very important. Tucker Carlson used the word Canada canceled democracy. And I think he was totally right when he said that. They're calling these peaceful protesters. They're talking about they're violent. They were waving, you know, the German flags and the Third Reich and all this swastikas, and he's calling them criminals. Now, Canada has been our closest neighbor, trading partner, one of our, well, we've got this longest border in the world between us and Canada. We're kind of intertwined. And what happens in Canada really, really matters. And I totally believe what happens up there will be a preview of what happens here. If the government goes after these people, goes after calling them terrorists, and I was hearing today our department of, Homeland Security, we're already saying any truckers that are thinking about starting a convoy, they're going to be, you know, called terrorists, and we're going to go after them. Trudeau has been up there. They've taken away people's licenses. They've taken away their insurance. They've threatened their companies they work for. They are doing some things that are far beyond any power that the Canadian government has ever had, and they're using some Emergencies Act that doesn't fit what's happening at all. There's no violent insurrection with people shooting, taking over, you know, buildings, shooting police, anything like that.
Hold it, man, Joe. Rose in Pennsylvania pledges 100. Nick in Texas pledges 100. And Ellie in Philly pledges 30. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Go ahead, Joe.
Right. So we've got to understand these they're clamping down on passports, travel restrictions. Canadians aren't allowed to leave their own country unless they, you know, obey. And up there, it's these people could be bankrupt, destroyed, and the government has the power now to do all these things. They're freezing assets, and they have no court order to do any of this. It's just Trudeau.
It's illegal. Right. What he's doing is illegal, and...
Right.
And so what's happening here now, a number...
To do the same thing.
Yeah, here you go. Conservative MP, this is from LifeSite News. MP Pierre Poilievre tells Trudeau to end the COVID restrictions. The power trip is over. Now, more and more, these are like governors. In an open letter, the MP for Carleton wrote that the MP was dividing Canadians by targeting those who have chosen not to be jabbed. He goes on to say, a member of the parliament belonging to the Conservative Party of Canada has told Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that the power trip is over and that all COVID measures should be removed at once. Do not allow your spite towards the trucker protest to stand in the way of doing the right thing. This is not saving face. Your pride and your ego came from public interest. Joe, I don't know people are aware of the fact that you had the same, they used the very same company there in Canada, the very same election fraud, tremendous amount of election fraud in Canada. Trudeau actually lost the election. He only got actually one third of the vote, but they did there what they did here. And so.
They used some kind of dirty political tricks, but what you just read, part of Canada's waking up, but what, you know what they did yesterday? The Trudeau government announced they were going to regulate cryptocurrency forever. And the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada came out and said, we're broadening the scope of Canada's anti-money laundering and terrorist financing rules so they cover crowdfunding platforms and the payment service providers they use. In other words, you can't even get money to these people. You can't help them. They're going to control crypto. There's not going to be any more free market. What we're seeing is big government really getting brutal, tough, and this government's corrupt. Trudeau has bankrupted Canada, mismanaged the government, and Biden is watching, wanting to do just, Biden's doing the same thing. He's bankrupting our country. He's mismanaging. He's making up laws. He's not following the Constitution. Trudeau's not following the Canadian Constitution. And I see so many similarities that if this isn't stopped in Canada, it will spread here, and we will have a really, really horrible mess on our hands
Well, Joe, I think the people have spoken in Canada. You've got, again, when you've had 7,000 semi-trucks, that's not even mentioning the amount of tractors. The farmers have had enough up there. People want their freedom. People, you know, Canada has been, they've had their freedoms. They've had the foot on the back of their neck a lot longer than here. The difference between Canada and America here is America's armed. America is armed. They managed to disarm Canada. And, you know, when they make that movement, and I know that they want to, they're going to find extreme resistance here in this country because the people, they don't trust. Not only do they not trust the government, Joe, even many are jumping out from the Democratic Communist Party. People are walking away from that. More and more of the politicians are switching their party. They're saying they've gone too far. This whole woke movement, people have had enough. They want their freedoms. They're not going to take it anymore. And that's why.
I sure hope so. Because do you remember back when we were having the riots and we had the liberals were all trying to raise money to pay the bail to get the rioters back out in the streets, and they were calling it mostly peaceful protest. And yeah, these people have a right. We understand why they're out there. This same thing was going on in Canada there a while back. They had some people burned about 50 Catholic churches. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Trudeau didn't declare an emergency. When churches are burning, didn't declare an emergency. In fact, he issued a statement, and he sympathized with them. He said, oh, it's understandable, given the shameful history we all be coming more aware of, the shameful history of the Catholic Church. It's understandable they're burning churches. Well, it was understandable that they're here in America, people were rioting, burning stores, burning car lots and dealerships and churches and robbing liquor stores and, you know, burn, loot, and murder going rampant. What I'm trying to get across tonight, folks, is this is happening all over the world. We are having this revolution, this communist revolution trying to take over the world.
Joe, I got to give the numbers, 888-281. I've got to raise money, Joe. I got to raise money. 281-1110. Okay, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And you're seeing in Australia, you're seeing in England, you're seeing in Ireland, you're seeing
exactly.
People saying enough is enough. They're standing up and they're pushing back. Here, shock reports allege CIA exploiting loopholes to cast secret dragnet on American citizens, right?
Yep.
9 years after National Security Administration whistleblower Edward Snowden disclosed the United States was keeping a massive trove of information on its own citizens obtained via a secret digital dragnet, two Democratic senators are alleging that CIA has assembled a similar clandestine stockpile of hard data. It gets pretty bad when the Democrats actually admit to it. According to The Hill, the late Friday release of reports suddenly grabbing attention. If just because concerns are over privacy have become widespread of the late, targeting everyday Americans as well as presidential candidates, the report was sent on the same day, Special Counsel John Durham alleged in a court filing that lawyers for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign paid techs to infiltrate servers in both. And I'm missing a whole line here. Okay, and we've been on top of these allegations here at the Western Journal, and we'll continue to report them as they unfold. You can help us in our battle to bring America the truth by subscribing. Now, according to the Associated Press, a heavily redacted letter was sent by Democratic Senators Ron Wyden in Oregon and Martin Heinrich of New Mexico. They asked intelligence officials to detail a program which allegedly collected bulk data on American citizens in secret and operated outside the statutory framework that Congress and the public believe govern this country. Okay, I got to stop there because we got to raise some money. 888. You see, that's what's happening. We got this deep state, And remember, Kennedy wanted to do away with the CIA. He wanted to break them up. He saw the CIA as a threat, and boy, have they become that. And then the very same thing with President Reagan. He wanted to do away with the CIA. And so, again, it's become rogue. These agencies have become rogue. And so, anyhow, what are you going to do? Let's think about this, Joe. Look, this investigation leads to Hillary. Okay, so if there's an actual, say there was an investigation, a real one, Durham is doing a real one. How are we going to get any help, let's say, from the FBI? All of those at the top will be involved in that, okay?
Unless there's enough people indicted and they turn on each other, we have some people resign, quit, and maybe if enough people resign in shame or are indicted by Durham, that there'll be some people step up and take their place that will actually follow the Constitution and the law. It's possible if the people are outraged enough and demand it.
Senator who took donations from Big Pharma blocks the vote on bill to lower prices. All right, 8-8, folks, listen, the phones aren't lighting. They're not lighting up. We got to hear from you. They're not lighting up. We got to hear from you. 888-281-1110. It was important, very important for us to bring you Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, because what she's doing can save a lot of lives if we can get actual clinics that are not owned by Big Pharma, going back to it, to, you know, where we can get doctors and hospitals with integrity again, where they care more about the patients, actual hospitals and clinics that care more about the patients than they do about making money. If we can get that, that's what why we're working so hard here. But, boy, we can't do it if we don't hear from you. And we have right now about 17 minutes left tonight. And so we have, let me see, Ellen from Massachusetts pledges 100, Paul in New Jersey pledges 50, and Jeff from Detroit pledges 15. Okay, thank you.
What is Deuteronomy, the book Deuteronomy in chapter 16 says, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. We give according to what we've been given by our Heavenly Father. And God does make it, Luke basically paraphrasing, God says, if you give, I will make sure that you can continue to give. He said, for with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. So God says you're not going to be able to outgive him. He'll make sure that you can continue because he knows what your needs are. He knows what is going on better than we do ourselves, right?
Absolutely. Diane from Denton, Texas, pledges 50. Thank you. Listen to this, Joe. Senator Mike Crapo from Idaho, a major recipient of pharmaceutical and insurance industry donations, on Thursday blocked an attempt by Senator Bernie Sanders. Wait a minute. Sanders is trying to lower the cost to force a vote on cutting the Medicare prescription drug prices in half, a bill that would slash prescription drugs. Joe, you know, I'm a little hesitant on this because I love to see the people save money, but I don't like those drugs. I mean, Big Pharma.
It's a two-part problem. Bernie wants the government to make up the difference. It's not that he is not, you know, he's against big corporations, he makes it sound like, but he just wants to use our taxpayer money to help fill in the difference. So it's one of those stories that's not what it seems.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, guess what? Anonymous from New Jersey pledges 500, and then Mark from Juliet pledges 500. Thank you. There we got two 500 pledges in a row. Praise the good Lord for that.
Thank you. Thank you, folks.
Okay, let me see where we're at now. We just brought it in. Okay, right now we need about 2,500 bucks. We're about 2,500, and we have 15 minutes. 15 minutes to raise 2,500 to make our goal for tonight. So
I'm going to make a bad joke and say, you know, you and I could pledge 25% of our salary to the from the radio ministry, but we don't get any money for the radio ministry. All the work you've done on the radio for 48, 49 years, you've never benefited one penny from
it. Yep.
So,
Nancy from Dallas, Texas pledges $50. Nancy from Dallas pledges $50. All righty. Here, Joe, you know,
we didn't even get an airplane, did you?
No, I didn't get an airplane.
Anything. No.
Here, I wanted to talk about one of the things we have to fight about, and one of the things I keep telling people, if you love your kids, get them out of the public school. If you love them, get them out of the public school. You got to let them die because they've gone. We got to do away with that so-called Department of Education. It is not. It's an Department of Indoctrination. But here, after school, Satan Club takes new aim at arch enemy Christians.
Mm-hmm.
The Satanic Temple recently opened an after-school Satan Club in the Moline, Illinois Elementary School as part of a nationwide campaign to push back against the Christian goods. Now, listen, here. If the people in that school, if those in that school were to pull their children out, you would see no other schools allowing these Satanic clubs to come in, okay? But here it goes on and says, the Good News Clubs offered school children for regular hour classes. In other words, they're there just to counter the Christian clubs that are there.
Right, and they're going to just be, you know, they're not going to really push Satanism, just let all the children know that their Satan worshipers are providing this wonderful after-school, you know, project for them.
Yeah, you believe that? And
yeah, I've got some crop land in the middle of a Florida swamp. But
Christine from Colorado pledges $400. I think I know who that Christine is. All righty. Thank you, Christine. All right.
You were just talking up there in Connecticut in a little town called Enfield. The parents woke up to finding out their school district was asking the eighth graders all kinds of things about sex. Oral sex, what kind of sex you like, what are you doing at 13 years old, and they got really offended and they're, you know, fighting back. The superintendent said, well, it was just a mistake. Well, if it was really a mistake, not part of an agenda, which we know it is, why did the teacher go ahead and teach the classes? You know, why didn't the teacher just say, hey, this is wrong? But I thought of something that Enfield, Connecticut, it was on my brain. Well, in 1741, July 8th, in Enfield, Connecticut, Jonathan Edwards, America's most famous theologian, preached the famous sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And now we've got, in Enfield, Connecticut, they're trying to teach the little 13-year-olds about oral and anal sex and all kinds of other weird stuff. It gets worse from there. But I thought, what an odd place. I think maybe Enfield, Connecticut needs to hear that sermon, Sinners in the Hand of an Angry God, again.
Yeah. All right, 888-677-9673, folks. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We have approximately 10 minutes left tonight to raise the I believe we need now $2,100? I think we got, we'll see here in a few minutes. Here it comes now. Okay. It's coming. We'll tell you. All right, let me see how much we need.
I can just see the carrier pigeon flying with the message now.
okay, wait a minute.
Pastor Ernie is low tech, folks.
We actually need $1,100. We actually need
$1,100.
$1,100, wow. Yeah. Well, praise the good Lord for that. $1,100 short. All right,
maybe
somebody out there, do me a thousand. Someone, you know, I hear a thousand going once, going twice. Give me a thousand, all right.
Well, the Lord may just touch somebody's hearts out there. The Lord has blessed some people with wealth and businesses, professional practices, and they could easily catch us up tonight. But I want to get in one more story about, you were talking about get your children out of the public school system. In Campbell County, Wyoming, where I thought, you know, this is conservative country. Well, there's a war going on, And the fight has been the parents are trying to request criminal charges against librarians. A library board chief walked away from the job, and a county commissioner left his office. And it's all about a book called Sex is a Funny Word by Corey Silverberg. They found this in their school, and the parents are mad as can be. But what the interesting thing was, I found out from the Federalist, he's not just an author of sex books, but he's the founder of a sex shop. Yeah, that's his business, running a sex shop, where in the sex shop, the whole idea is to have sex education workshops for parents of children, 7 to 12. And he founds this, he's a founding member of Come As You Are Cooperative, this shop in Toronto, Canada. And what was amazing is the American Library Association has given him awards for his wonderful work in helping children. And,
Mac from Bremwall pledges 100, and Steve in Michigan pledges 100. That puts us down to 900. We're 900 short of our goal, folks. 900. We have 9 minutes. We need 900, and we have 9 minutes. Look, Joe, here, this one.
One thought. Here's the American Library Association pushing books like this in the public school system across the nation. This guy is not an author. He's not a trained sex educator. He runs a porn shop, and they are giving him awards and letting his books teach the children in America's public school system.
All righty. Here you go. President Trump released a statement unloading on the totally, and I mean totally, corrupt and shameless mainstream media. The fake news media is covering up one of the biggest crimes in world history, and President Trump is calling the media out. So are we. We're calling them out.
So are we.
Okay. The mainstream media is in the U.S. has gotten worse, not better. When President Trump came on the stage and won the 2016 election, the media had a choice, either continue their lying, and boy, do they lie. But George Stephanopoulos, I just could not believe this guy, lying to the American public, or change and become honest and respectable. They unfortunately chose the former and are getting more and more dishonest by the day. The media lies by not only sharing false stories with the American public, but also by telling that many, many stories that the American people need to know. Hillary paying for spying on the Trump administration is a huge story that the fake news media totally ignores, just like their silence on 2020 stolen election. There you go. All right, folks, we have approximately now 7 minutes left. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. And we're still 900 short, I think.
All right.
Okay.
Let me read one Bible verse, Revelation 21, verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers, idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Kind of covers a lot of those people on the left, Pastor Ernie.
Yep. Listen to this, Joe. Is John Hopkins University conducting its own biowarfare foreign policy with the Chinese Communist Party? The Gateway Pundit has documented numerous instances where U.S. universities have trained or collaborated with scientists of China's People Liberation Army using taxpayers' dollars. Okay. And here it says, see here, he goes on. It is now well-known fact that U.S. taxpayer money was provided by Anthony Fauci for the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease to Peter Daszak's Echo Health Alliance in New York, which was then quietly funneled to China, Wuhan Institute of Virology, one of the Chinese military-connected institutions responsible for laboratory origin of the COVID-19 virus. You know, these people are openly committing treason. We got truckers that just want their freedom. They just want to be able not to have, and you know, have vax. We have people being fired because they don't want to take the poisonous poke. They don't want to take a bioweapon in their arm.
Yeah,
and here you've got these others that are committing high treason, right out in the open, committing high treason and not being punished.
Yeah, a poor trucker that doesn't want to be in quarantine for 5 to 10 days every time he crosses the border between the U.S. and Canada. And these people, well, it was Echo Alliance. We talked about them last night. They're refusing to turn over any paperwork that they were ordered to give. And they go, well, the Chinese, they're at the Wuhan lab. They have all the paperwork, the documents, the results, the research. We don't have any. We just gave them money. And what did you get for all that money that you gave them that you got from Fauci? Well, they're in control of all the accounting and books, you know. I mean, this is ridiculous, folks. Somebody is lying totally. I mean, millions and millions and millions of dollars were given, and guess who the Chinese scientists work for? The Chinese Communist Party.
Yep. Listen to this. Johnson & Johnson quietly shuts down production of the COVID-19 jab.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Here. Okay, well, I'll tell you. According to the report, J&J has shifted focus on making an experimental but potentially more profitable vaccine to protect against an unrelated virus. That's what they're telling you, okay?
Ah, they're going after a new virus.
Well,
now.
Don't worry. It's the New York Times reports this, Joe.
Oh, well, okay.
The American company, which has already fallen far behind on its deliveries to the poorer countries, late last year quietly shut down the only plant making usable batches of vaccine, according to the people familiar with the decision. Do you think that it's got anything to do with all of those people that are getting blood clots and dying?
I think it's highly possible. And then it's also countries like India that started handing out ivermectin tablets all over the country, giving them to everybody, and all of a sudden the COVID started going down, 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 down. Maybe that also had something to do with it because, you know, the vaccine's very expensive, and the ivermectin at the time that all this started was like $40 for a dose for a person, not hundreds of dollars. So maybe that had something to do with it also.
It may have. All right. We have, let's see, 3 minutes left, 888-281-1110. I'm not quite sure how much we have left. I did see that some phone lines were ringing. Hopefully we'll get that. What do we need, 900? I think we need the 900 left.
We need somebody out there who can bail us out tonight because we try and do this each and every night, and that'll keep us from dropping any stations.
888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Folks, we're waiting on it. We need about 900. I'm not sure. It'd probably be less because it looks like some calls are coming in, hopefully. But we got to do that, and we are running out of time. And so hopefully that somebody out there, the Lord will lay it on your heart. Meanwhile, we need to give an invitation because that's where we're at. How much time do we have there, Mighty Andrew? Okay. All right, here we go. We're down to about 4 minutes, Joe. And we're coming to this time where all of the stuff that's going on right now, I'm looking at Zelensky invites Biden to visit Ukraine. I'm looking at all these headlines. And you know what? The time is coming very quickly. All of this stuff is going to be forgotten for sure. I mean, it won't be remembered. And there's so many things that are happening right now that is showing you what we watched a film in the church about what they are doing with these vaccines where they're making people, they're changing the DNA in people. They're making them less human, Joe, okay? Now,
must be thrilled.
Joe, the last time anything like that was done, it goes back to Genesis chapter 6, when fallen angels, against God's orders, took women. And they created these other creatures that were not fully human beings, okay? And you saw what happened there. And again, remember, here, this is an interesting thing. The world out there, the Communist Party, they want to depopulate our planet. You know, the Gates and that, but God's going to do some depopulating. And they don't know. They're not going to end up with that pristine planet all for themselves. They're going to end up in a very hot place. That's the reality. Yeah. And the fact of it is, most people are going to end up in that hot place, Joe. And so, here, I want to say this. Praise the good Lord. Andrea pledges 500. Thank you. Gloria in, where is that? Philly pledges 1,000. Thank you. We went over our mark. We just went over. Praise the good Lord.
We needed it because we were short last night. Thank you, one and all.
Amen. And Anonymous pledges from Illinois pledges another 100. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We went over. We exceeded our goal for tonight. And it was a tough one. But anyhow, Joe, I got to say this very quickly, folks. The most important thing to you, and this is when I keep preaching about making your salvation sure, that's the most important thing to you. Tonight, as many people go to sleep, a lot of them are not going to wake up in the morning. You don't want to be one of them. You don't want to die in your sin. You don't want that to happen. You want to repent. You want to do exactly what Jesus said. He made it very simple. He did it for you. He did it. He did all the heavy lifting. He did this. He did for you what you could never do for yourself, believe me. And all you have to do is pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sin, ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, completely. And he's got to be first. He's got to be first. And if you do that, then you will become a new creature. You will become a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. You've got God's word on it. Now, let me ask you, is there anything more sure than God's word? There's nothing more sure than God's word. You will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Again, you've got God's word on that. Do it. All right, we have Leo and from Lex, Massachusetts, pledges 400. And Bob from Michigan pledges 100. Thank you. It's coming in, Joe.
Blessed night. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I do. And I want to thank all the folks out there, all the listeners out there that keep us here on the air, keep us going, Joe. Are we going to fight with every ounce of energy we have? Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
If people knew how busy our lives were, they'd be amazed. People look at me, and my standing joke, if I had a regular job, I'd actually have a lot more free time.
Yeah, I hear you. But I want to thank all of you folks out there listening to us. I want to encourage you out there to trust in the good Lord. Trust in the good Lord. Have faith. And, well, we're out of time for tonight. So as we get to this time every night, we always want to say good night. God bless.
Bless, truly.
And always remember, keep fighting.
Fighting.
The
fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.